this. The Shastra Gidim Bhushija, Vartate Kamaparata, Nasa Sukhi Malaknavi, Nasu Kamaparam Bhutim. If one acts whimsically and does not follow the Shastra principles, he will never attain perfection, happiness, or the spiritual world.
Istotne jest w tym wersecie słowo uczynka znaczące kapryśnie. Bhagavad-gita sam Pan Krishna mówi, jeśli ktoś działa kapryśnie i nie przestrzega zasad szastr, nigdy nie osiągnie doskonałości, szczęścia czy świata duchowego.
So this is Prakashana Saraswati's instructions to his Mayavadi followers.
A więc to jest instrukcja Prakashanandy Saraswati do swoich zwolenników Mayavadi.
At that time in India, Prakashana Saraswati was the leader of all the Mayavadi sannyasis. And he's saying to his followers that if you associate with the sentimentalist, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you will fall down from your strict principles. And in one sense, this is a fact. If a transcendentalist associates with the materialistic person, or someone who is not in the proper path of spiritual life, then with that association he can fall down.
Jest to w pewnym sensie prawda. Jeżeli transcendentalista przebywa w towarzystwie osoby materialistycznej, czy też kogoś, kto jest nie na właściwej ścieżce, wtedy upadnie.
But of course we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the proper position and the Mayavadi sannyasis are in the improper position. So if one associates with Mayavadis, then one can fall down from his position of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada goes so far to say in one of his purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita that even if an advanced devotee hears from impersonalists, he can fall down from his advanced position in Krishna consciousness because the philosophy is so contaminated.
Śla Prabhupada posuwa się tak daleko z jednym znaczeniem do czytania Charitamrity, że mówi, że jeżeli zaawansowana osoba słucha z ust Sannyasina Mayavadi, wtedy może upaść ze swojej wzniosłej pozycji, ponieważ ta filozofia jest tak bardzo zanieczyszczająca.
This may sound very odd that even a Mahabhagavata can fall down from his exalted position by hearing Mayavad philosophy.
To może brzmieć bardzo dziwnie, że nawet Mahabhagavata może upaść ze swojej wzniosłej pozycji poprzez słuchanie filozofii Mayavadi.
How is it that an advanced devotee and fall down from his position by hearing the philosophy about the impersonal Brahman?
Jak to jest, że wzniosły wielbiciel może upaść ze swojej pozycji słuchając filozofii o bezosobowym Brahmanie?
It sounds very strange.
But
we can understand it by Prabhupada's statement that there are two types of illusions in this world.
Możemy zrozumieć dzięki stwierdzeniu Śrila Prabhupady, że są dwa takie rodzaje iluzji w tym świecie,
which condition the fallen soul.
Które powodują, że upadłe dusze są uwarunkowane.
The first illusion is that I am this body.
Pierwsza z nich, jestem tym ciałem.
I am the body means that I am the enjoyer.
Jestem tym ciałem, to oznacza, że jestem tym, który się cieszy.
I want to enjoy separately from Krishna.
Chcę się cieszyć niezależnie od Krishna.
And the second illusion is that I am God.
Druga iluzja, jestem Bogiem.
This is the second illusion. I am God means I am the supreme enjoyer.
Ja jestem Bogiem oznacza jestem w najwyższym stopniu czerpiącym.
Both of these illusions are due to envy of Krishna's exalted position as the supreme personality of Godhead.
Obie te iluzje powstają w związku z zazdrością o wzniosłą pozycję Krishna najwyższego Boga.
Both of them come from envy that Krishna is the enjoyer and I am the servant. I want to be the supreme enjoyer.
Obie pochodzą z tego, że nie chcemy zaakceptować, iż to Krishna odbiera przyjemność, a my jesteśmy sługami. Nie chcemy odbierać przyjemność.
So Mayavad philosophy doesn't train us to be the servant of God. It trains us to become God, to become the supreme enjoyer.
A więc filozofia Mayavadi nie szkoli nas w tym, żebyśmy stali się sługami Boga, a właśnie żebyśmy stali się Bogiem, najwyższą osobą wszechświata.
So this is the disease of the conditioned soul.
To jest choroba duszy uwarunkowanej.
Unless you completely remove a disease, it's always possible that it will come back again.
Dopóki nie usuniesz tej choroby całkowicie, zawsze jest możliwe, że powróci.
Just like when doctors do an operation for cancer, then they have to do an operation very carefully so they remove every cancerous cell within that particular region of the body.
Kiedy lekarz wykonuje operację na raka, bardzo ostrożnie musi tę operację starannie wykonywać, żeby usunąć każdą rakową komórkę.
Just like I had a skin cancer here, and the doctors operated on it, And about 3 years later, it came back even bigger. So I went back to the doctor. I said, I thought you removed this skin cancer. He said, oh, but it's a very delicate operation. Even if we leave one cancerous cell on in the body, that cancerous cell can multiply and again take over.
Poszedłem do lekarza i powiedziałem, że myślałem, że pan to całkowicie usunął. Wtedy powiedział, że to jest naprawdę taka bardzo delikatna operacja. Wystarczy jedną komórkę pozostawić, a wtedy ona się rozsiądzi.
So until this desire to be the enjoyer and not the servant is completely removed from the heart of the living entity, there's always a chance to fall down.
Dopóki to pragnienie cieszenia się nie jest całkowicie usunięte z serca, że jest taki, zawsze jest szansa upaść.
So one, even though one may take to the transcendental path, meaning he wants to give up materialistic life, until he removes that completely, that desire to be the enjoyer from his heart, then he can fall down. If he hears Mayavad philosophy, which is you are God, then he can fall.
A więc jeżeli ktoś nie usunie ze swojego serca całkowicie tego pragnienia ucieszenia się i jeżeli jeszcze słucha filozofii Mayavadi, która twierdzi, że jesteś Bogiem, wtedy na pewno może.
So one may be an advanced devotee, but not yet on the platform of prema bhakti. And somehow he associates with Mayavadis and hears this contaminating philosophy that you are God, tatvamasmi, I am that supreme Brahman, that supreme enjoyable energy. Then it's possible, even for an advanced devotee who still has the cancerous seeds of envy within his heart, to fall from his exalted position.
To w tym momencie ktoś taki, jeżeli ma chociaż jakieś ziarno tego pragnienia cieszenia się w sercu, on wtedy może upaść z tym zniosłej pozycji.
So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very, very angry when he heard that Dvaitacharya, who was his confidential associate, was going to the meetings of the impersonalists and the Mayavadis who were speaking, Tatvamasmi, thou art that Brahman, that supreme energy, with no mention of the personality of Godhead or service to the Supreme Lord.
I dlatego pan Chaitanya był bardzo zły, kiedy dowiedział się, że jeden z jego zaufanych towarzyszy Dvaitacharya chodzi na takie spotkania Mayavadi, gdzie właśnie słucha tej filozofii.
Actually, Dvaitacharya, at one point he was going to the Mayavadi lessons, to the Mayavadi ashrams. So what is a Dvaitacharya, great Mahavakva, actually he's an incarnation of Mahavishnu. What is he going? He's an intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's supposed to set an example. Why was he going to the meetings of the Mayavadis? Well, that actually is a little bit of a different story. Because the Dvaitacharya, of course, was older than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Dvaitacharya was actually an elderly man. He had white beard and white hair. So he had more of like fatherly relationship. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to respect him as an elder due to seniority, due to age. It's natural.
A więc był to bardziej taki ojcowski związek z panem Chaitaniem, który zwykł szanować go jako osobę starszą. To jest naturalne z powodu
wieku. Actually, it's a Dvaitacharya whose loud cries pierced the covering of the universe, appealing to the Supreme Lord to appear and save the fallen conditioned souls of this age.
To właśnie wołanie Dvaitacharyi przebiło pokrywę wszechświata i dotarło do najwyższego pana, prosząc, aby inkarnował w tym wszechświecie.
So Mahaprabhu used to treat him with respect because he was elderly. But Dvaitacharya understood his position very clearly that he was the eternal servant to the Supreme Personality of God, and he was playing that role. Even Mahavishnu considers himself the servant of Krishna, although he himself is an expansion of Krishna. Even one time Mahavishnu, he played a trick. by which Arjuna and Krishna could come to his abode and he could have the darshan of the Swayam Bhagavan, the original personality of Godhead.
Kiedyś nawet uciekł się do takiej sztuczki, że Krishna i Arjuna musieli udać się do jego siedziby, żeby miał darshan Swayam Bhagavan, czyli najwyższy.
So if even the incarnations of God consider themselves subservient to Swayam Bhagavan, although they are themselves Krishna, but still they consider Krishna the original personality of Godhead, then what to speak of the ordinary common jivatma, the living entity? How much more so he should consider himself or herself a servant of the supreme personality of Godhead.
A więc jeżeli nawet inkarnacje Pana, które są samym Krishną, uważają, że jednak jest on swoją Bhagavan, czyli tą oryginalną postacią, osobą Boga, skoro one tak uważają, to co dopiero mówić o nas, którzy jesteśmy zwykłymi jivatmami, jaka jest nasza pozycja jako sług Bogów?
Ite cham sa kalo pum sham krishnashtu bhagavan swayam. Indriyavyakalam lokam vidayunte yuge yuge. Bhagavatam says all the above mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions, but Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, the original personality of Godhead.
Właśnie tak mówi ten werset, że wszystkie inkarnacje są częściami albo częściami części najwyższego Pana, natomiast Krishna jest oryginalną osobą.
Actually, this verse is so important in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's considered the Paribhata Sutra. Paribhata Sutra means it is that sutra from which all other sutras or all other shlokas of the Bhagavatam are manifest from or are an explanation of. Paribhata Sutra.
Jest to bardzo istotny werset w Srimad Bhagavatam, dlatego stąd, że jest znany Paribhata Sutra, czyli taki werset, z którego pochodzą wszystkie te wersety albo wyjaśnienia tych wersetów.
The Paribhata Sutra Brahma Samhita is Ishwara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Nadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. Out of all the controllers, Krishna is the Paramishwar, the supreme controller. The Paribhata Sutra of Nectar of Devotion is Anibilasita Sunyam Jnana Karma Narvitam Anikalena Krishna Shilanam Bhakti Uttama. What is Rupa Goswami's definition of pure devotional service?
To jest właśnie ten werset z Nektaru Oddania, który jest również taką Paribhata Sutrą, czyli tam jest definicja Rupa Goswami do służby oddania.
His definition of pure devotional service is that service which is not contaminated by any material desires or any spiritual desires.
Jest to taka definicja, że jest to służba oddania, która nie jest zanieczyszczona żadnymi materialistycznymi pragnieniami albo jakimiś niższymi pragnieniami duchowymi.
Like yoga, jnana, like that. So the Paribhata Sutra of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that verse from which all other verses are actually an expansion of, is Ete Cham Sa Kalo Pum Sha Krishnash Tu Bhagavan Swayam. That of all the incarnations of the Lord, be they plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions, are coming from Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. He is the original personality of Godhead.
A więc mówi on, że wszystkie inkarnacje Pana, czy to są części, czy części, pochodzą z właśnie oryginalnego najwyższego.
So if even the incarnations of the Lord are conscientiously subservient to Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, then what to speak of, what is the position of the living entity?
A więc jeżeli nawet inkarnacje są w świadomy sposób podporządkowane najwyższemu Swayam Bhagavan, to co dopiero mówić o jivatmach?
He is certainly subservient to the Lord.
One niewątpliwie są Panu podporządkowane.
So Advaita Acharya was himself an incarnation of Krishna. He was the Mahavishnavatara, from whom all the incarnations come. If even he was subservient to the Lord, then what is our position? Sometimes it is said that Krishna is the eighth incarnation of Vishnu. So for that reason, people consider that Vishnu is supreme to Krishna, because Krishna is at the eighth incarnation of Vishnu.
Dlatego ludzie uważają, że Krishna jest, że Vishnu jest tą główną postacią, ponieważ Krishna jest inkarnacją.
So sometimes devotees get confused. Well, yeah, if Krishna comes from Vishnu, that means Vishnu is superior to Krishna.
Czasami wielbiciele doznają oszołomienia, jeżeli Krishna pochodzi od Vishnu, to znaczy, że Vishnu jest tym najwyższym.
But no, Krishna simply comes through the agency of the Mahavishnu avatar.
Nie, po prostu Krishna przychodzi poprzez pośrednictwo awatara Mahavishnu.
Just like a living entity may, of course it's a very mundane example, but a living entity may take birth from a particular mother and father.
To jest taki niezwykły przykład, ale tak jak żywa istota może przyjąć narodziny z matki i ojca.
And one may conclude that the mother and father gave birth to this living entity.
Można wyciągnąć wniosek, że ta matka dała narodziny tej żywej istoty.
But actually the living entity is eternal. He has his pre-existence before that birth.
Ale tak naprawdę żywa istota jest wieczna, istnieje wcześniej przed tymi narodzinami.
Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings on this battlefield, says Krishna to Arjuna. Nor in the future shall we ever cease to be. So if the living entity has his pre-existence, actually his eternal nature, before at one particular birth, then what to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna? He is supreme in the sense that he said, I can remember all of these births, Arjuna, but you cannot.
On jest najwyższy w tym sensie, że mówi, ja pamiętam wszystkie te narodziny, Arjuna, ale ty nie możesz tego pamiętać.
So Krishna is eternal.
A więc Krishna jest wiecznie.
He is eternally the supreme personality of Godhead.
Jest wiecznie najwyższym osobą w Godhead.
It is said before the creation, Narayan exists. During the creation, Narayan exists. And after the dissolution of the creation, Narayan exists.
Mówi, przed stworzeniem istniał Narayan, w czasie stworzenia istniał Narayan, po rozwiązaniu stworzenia będzie istniał Narayan.
So Krishna does not... is not born from or manifested from Vishnu. He simply comes, appears through the agency of the Mahavishnu avatar. He himself is the source of the Mahavishnu avatar. So Mahavishnu is subservient to Krishna in that sense. So therefore, Advaitacharya, who's an incarnation, a plenary expansion of the Mahavishnu avatar, he considered himself rightfully a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The members of the Panchatattva are, you know, Panchatattva, that is the manifest, that is the five the variety, the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Five energies of the Lord. But all of them consider themselves subservient to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different than Krishna. He is not, we would not say technically, actually an incarnation. Although Rupa Goswami describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the most munificent incarnation of the Lord, technically speaking, he's not an incarnation. Because Shukadeva Goswami describes an incarnation, he describes it as a plenary portion of the plenary portion.
Dlatego, że Shukadeva Goswami opisuje inkarnację jako plenarną cząstkę, czy też cząstkę plenarnej.
An incarnation of the Lord manifests a particular feature of Godhead.
Inkarnacja Pana manifestuje jakąś konkretną cechę.
For a particular purpose according to time and circumstance.
Zgodnie z czasem i okolicznościami dla określonego celu.
Like each of the incarnations, although they're Krishna, they only manifest a partial portion of the Lord's potency. Meaning his beauty, his strength, his fame, his intelligence, his renunciation. You'll see in their pastimes that they mainly manifest beauty, or they mainly manifest knowledge or intelligence, or one of these. But when Krishna appears, he manifests all the six opulences during his pastime, fully. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not an incarnation, a plenary portion, or portion of a plenary portion. He was directly Krishna himself, and he manifested all six opulences of Godhead when he was present on this planet.
A więc Pan Chaitanya nie był inkarnacją, czy też plenarną częścią, czy częścią plenarnej części, był bezpośrednio samym najwyższym Panem i zamanifestował wszystkie te cechy, jedynie tu obecnie.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radhe Krishna Nahi Anga. That originally the Supreme Lord was one, but he became two. He manifested his internal potency, his Ladini Shakti, Shrimati Radharani, Radhika, to enjoy his transcendental pastime. But again, those two personalities became one in the personality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the members of the Panchatattva, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vas, they knew this well. And whether they were, you know, the pure devotee, potency of the Lord, like Sri Vas, or they were actually incarnations of the Lord, like Nityananda, Balaram, or Gadadhar, the potency of Radharani, or whatever. Either case, they consider themselves subservient to the original personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they acted in that capacity to show to teach the lesson of pure devotional service to the Lord. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself didn't appear directly as God. He appeared in the mood of a devotee. And Prabhupada said the reason that God appeared in the mood of a devotee was because if he appeared as God, this disease, this cancerous disease, that I am the enjoyer, I want to imitate God, is so strong that people would not follow God in this age, rather they would imitate God in this age.
Śla Prabhupada powiedział, że pojawił się on dlatego jako wielbiciel, a nie jako sam Bóg, że ponieważ ludzie wtedy byli tak zanieczyszczeni tą filozofią, że to ja jestem Bogiem, że nie wielbiliby Boga, ale usiłowali go naśladować.
What to speak of the incarnations of God appearing in the sentiment of servants to the Lord? Even God himself appeared in the mood of a devotee.
Co to mówić o inkarnacjach Pana, które pojawiały się jako sługi Pana? Sam Bóg pojawił się jako wielbiciel.
To impress upon the living entity the mood of service to God. But those who knew, those intimate associates of the Lord, who they knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself. So they served him in that mood of servant. So Advaitacharya, although he was elderly, he was very upset when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would address him as senior. He was very upset because, you know, he wanted to show this principle to the living entities of this age, that we are all subservient to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when Lord Gauranga would address him as his senior, Advaitacharya would become very upset. No, no, I am not your senior. You are the original personality of Godhead. But another angle again was that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was appearing in the mood of the devotees. So when his devotees would call him Vishnu, Vishnu, he'd plug his ears. No, no, Vishnu, no, no.
A z drugiej strony, kiedy pan Chaitanya pojawił się jako wielbiciel, to kiedy jego towarzysze nazywali go Vishnu, wtedy on musiał zakrywać uszy.
So Mahaprabhu never treated, you know, Advaitacharya in that mood. He was, with great awe and reverence and respect, he would treat Advaitacharya.
A więc pan Chaitanya zawsze traktował Advaitacharya z wielkim szacunkiem i
so Advaitacharya, he tried to think of some means by which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take the superior position and even chastise him if necessary, but just, you know, play the role of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and see things as they are, that he was subservient. So he had to think of a way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would just chastise him and take the position of the superior.
A więc Advaitacharya musiał wymyślać różne sposoby, kiedy pan Chaitanya musiał postawić się na pozycję osoby, która go nawet skarci.
So what he did, he knew how much Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strict on this principle. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very strict with his devotees. And he knew how much Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was against opposing the Mayavadi philosophers. So what Advaitacharya did is purposefully, not with the desire to actually hear from them or gain anything from them, but just to get the attention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to go to the Mayavadi meetings.
A więc co wymyślił Advaitacharya? Tylko po to, żeby przyciągnąć do siebie uwagę pana Chaitanyi, po to, żeby pan Chaitanya, który jak wiedział, był bardzo ścisły odnośnie swych faktów i bardzo przeciwny filozofii Mayavadi, mógł go słyszeć.
He pretended. He would go to the meeting and pretend that he was hearing. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that his confidential associate, Dattacharya, was going to the meeting of the Mayavadis, he became furious. It is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was strong like a thunderbolt and soft like a rose. So we know that with his intimate associates, intimate associate means one, who because of that intimate association, he should set the highest example. The idea is that if one wants the personal association of the spiritual master, or the personal association of Krishna, that he should understand that along with that personal association comes a very important responsibility.
Ktoś powinien zrozumieć, że jeżeli pragnie osobistego towarzystwa mistrza duchowego, czy też Krishna powinien ustanawiać swoim zachowaniem najwyższy przykład.
That because one is given the privilege of that association, therefore that devotee, because of that strict association, that deep association, he should set the highest example.
Dlatego, że właśnie z tym wiąże się ta odpowiedzialność. Jeżeli ktoś pragnie tego bliskiego towarzystwa, musi ustanawiać swoim zachowaniem najwyższy przykład.
One should consider, I have some special mercy. I am the associate or the servant of my spiritual master. I am the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am the associate of Krishna. Such a devotee should, as a result of getting that association, set the highest example of devotional service.
Taka osoba powinna rozumieć, że jeżeli pragnę i jeżeli mam towarzystwo mistrza duchowego, czy pana Chaitanya, czy Krishna, to swoim zachowaniem muszę pokazać przykład najlepszy.
One time Prabhupada said, one can understand the quality of the guru by understanding the qualities of his disciples. If the guru is actually advanced in Krishna consciousness, then he should be able to elevate his disciples out of the mode of ignorance, out of the mode of passion, even out of the mode of mundane goodness into sutta sattva, or pure goodness. So for one who has a personal association with the spiritual master, if one remains within those modes of material nature, then one should consider it that it's an embarrassment to his spiritual master. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict with his personal associates. When Junior Haridas just, glanced lustfully at a woman, then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ready to ostracize him from the Vaishnava community. Whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes name the babies of his Grihastha disciples.
A więc kiedy pan Chaitanya zobaczył, że Junior Haridas spojrzał pożądliwie w kierunku kobiety, był już gotowy wykluczyć go z towarzystwa wielbicieli, chociaż on czasami nadawał imienia dzieciom swoich Grihasthów.
So when Junior Haridas, actually it's described that he went to beg rice from an old woman.
Właściwie opisane jest, że poszedł on żebrać o ryż do jakiejś starszej kobiety.
But because this was against the principles of a strict sannyasi, especially in those days when society was much more strict than it is today, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately rejected him.
A ponieważ było to wbrew zasadom sannyasina w ówczesnym społeczeństwie, które było o wiele bardziej ścisłe pod tym względem, pan Chaitanya po prostu go wykluczył.
So when Advaitacharya went to speak with them, listen to the Mayavadis, you can imagine how angry was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So angry that he actually beat him. Sometimes these things would say, just like Nityananda, he kicked Shivananda Sen. He was so angry. But both these devotees, Shivananda Sen and Advaitacharya, when they received this attention from the Supreme Personality, they were in ecstasy. How could Advaitacharya be in ecstasy, being chastised and even beaten by the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How could he be in ecstasy? Because the Supreme Lord was taking the position as supreme, as superior to Advaitacharya. This is what he wanted, and this is what he wanted to teach us, that we are all subservient to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
I dlatego, że najwyższy Pan zajął wreszcie tę wyższą pozycję wobec niego. Tego właśnie on chciał nas nauczyć, że zawsze jesteśmy Panu podporządkowani.
And the Mayavadi philosophy is so dangerous, if only because it does not teach subservience to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It teaches that we are the Supreme Enjoyers.
Filozofia Mayavadi jest bardzo niebezpieczna, choćby z tego względu, że naucza ona, iż jesteśmy najwyższymi czerpiącymi przyjemność, a nie podporządkowanymi zasadami.
So you may be a very advanced devotee, but until you're a pure devotee, you still have material desires, even little trace of desires in your heart.
A więc możesz być bardzo zaawansowany baktą, a jeżeli masz chociaż ślad tego pragnienia w sercu.
That trace of material desire is sometimes compared to the scent or the fragrance of camphor.
Czasami uważany jest ślad tego pragnienia za zapach kamfory.
Camphor has a very strong smell.
Kamfora ma bardzo mocny zapach.
So the piece of camphor is there.
A więc jest, powiedzmy, jakiś...
So you remove that camphor, put it someplace else. Still, you can smell the strong presence of that camphor.
Nawet jeżeli wyrzucisz ten kawałek gdzie indziej, to nadal będziecie zapach unosić.
So in advanced devotees, they may have practically, for all practical purposes, removed material desires from heart. Lust, or anger, or greed. For all practical purposes, they may even be on the level of bhava. Or, bhava means, manifesting ecstatic symptoms of love of Godhead. Bhava.
A więc tacy zaawansowani wielbiciele, oni mogą być nawet na platformie bhava, co oznacza manifestowanie ekstatycznych symptomów miłości.
So one can only reach the stage of bhava. Bhava is after anartha nivritti.
A więc ten etap bhava można osiągnąć dopiero po etapie anartha nivritti.
And then comes nishta, steadiness, then ruchi, taste, then bhav, and then prema. Bhav is just before prema. It's after anartha nivritti. It's after the desires have been removed from the heart.
A więc potem przychodzą te kolejne rzeczy i bhava jest bezpośrednio przed prema, czyli jest manifestowanie tych ekstatycznych symptomów, czyli już anartha nivritti musiały zostać zerwane.
How can one fall down from bhava, this platform of bhava, which means after the material desires have been removed from the heart? How one can fall, on the basis of what does one fall down?
Jak można upaść z platformy bhava, kiedy to oznacza, że materialne pragnienia zostały usunięte z serca właśnie z powodu, których się upada?
Anartha nivritti, Nartha. Nartha means what is wanted, and anartha means what is not wanted.
Nartha oznacza to, co jest upragnione, a anartha to, co jest niepożądane.
So anartha nivritti means that through the process of bhajana kriya, or following the process of sadhan bhakti, strict adherence to the principles, the rules and regulations given under the guidance of the spiritual master, anartha nivritti, those unwanted things are removed from the heart.
A więc anartha nivritti oznacza, że w procesie bhajana kriya, czyli bardzo ścisłym procesie zakrawym według reguł i zasad danych przez mistrza duchowego, ktoś potrafi usunąć te pragnienia.
And one comes to nishta, one is steady.
I dochodzi do platformy nishta, czyli jest stały.
And ruchi, one gets the higher taste of service to Krishna.
I ruchi, czyli otrzymuje wyższy smak służenia Krishna.
And then bhav, when the preliminary stage of love of Godhead. So on the basis of what does one fall down? If there's no lust or anger or greed in the heart, then what? On the basis of what does one fall down from the platform of bhava? Who fell down from the platform of bhava? Bharat Maharaj. He fell down from the platform of bhava. When he was chanting Hare Krishna in the forest, tears were flowing from his eyes like torrents of rain. He would fall, he'd sometimes fall unconscious, just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Kiedy intonował w lesie Hare Krishna, czasem łzy strumieniami płynęły mu z oczu, a czasem padały mu przytomność.
You can only experience bhava when the lower taste of lust is removed from the heart.
Bhava można doświadczać tylko wtedy, kiedy to niższe pragnienie jest usunięte z serca.
There's no question of experiencing love of Godhead if one still has sex desire in one's heart.
Jeżeli ktoś ma ciągle jeszcze pragnienie seksualne w sercu, nie ma najmniejszej kwestii doświadczania miłości do Boga.
Sex desire has to be completely removed from the heart before one can actually advance in Krishna consciousness.
Pragnienie seksualne musi być całkowicie usunięte z serca, jeżeli ktoś chce czynić prawdziwy postęp świadomości.
The opposite of adiras is the prema ras, or the love of Godhead, is the inferior taste of attraction to the opposite sex. It's the reflection of the original love. So if one is still involved in the reflection, then one cannot actually understand the original object. So one who passes beyond the stage of anartha nirvriti and comes to the platform of bhava, it's to be understood that more or less those desires are gone. How does one fall down from bhava? Well, one can fall, there are different explanations. Of course, one can fall down at any stage of Krishna consciousness to aparadha or offenses. Because Krishna will never tolerate offenses to his devotees. So even if one may be very advanced, if he makes an offense, then he loses his advancement by the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Especially Vaishnava aparadha, offense to devotees. But the idea is, until one comes to prema, there may still be a little trace of material desire in the heart. Just like camphor is gone, but the aroma of camphor is still there. So in that sense, that's how it's described. Although the gross desires may be removed, that scent, that just the aroma, whatever, you can understand, that type of desire may be in the heart.
A więc tak jak mówi ten przykład, nawet jeżeli usunęliśmy kamforę, pozostał jeszcze ślad tego zapachu. Tak samo, nawet jeżeli te wulgarne pragnienia zostały usunięte, został jeszcze ich ten ślad w postaci jakby takiego unoszącego się zapachu. Dlatego jeszcze można...
Maybe several examples of that.
Mogą być różne tego przykłady.
Just like Maitreya Rishi. Maitreya Rishi was the spiritual master of Vidura.
Tak jak Maitreya Rishi, mistrz duchowy Vidura.
But and although he's such an exalted, he's the guru of Vidura. It's described that at one point he was a bit tinged with monism, but just a slight touch of impersonalism was there.
Opisane jest, że w pewnym momencie tam był taki bardzo niewielki ślad monizmu, jakieś takie lekkie poczucie impersonalizmu.
Of course, it's hard to discuss that because he's such an exalted devotee, but just for our understanding of how we have to come to the platform of prema, a pure love of God. He describes Jnana Bhakta Mishra. His conception of Godhead was just slightly little tinged there, which became ultimately purified through the process of devotional service.
On był Jnana Bhakta Mishra, że jego oddanie dla Pana było, jego zrozumienie Pana było takie troszeczkę zanieczyszczone i zostało to dopiero oczyszczone w procesie służbowym.
Or it's described that Prahlad Maharaj, who had the privilege amongst all the other exalted souls of approaching Lord Narasimhadev Bhagavan, and Narasimhadev was so pleased with Prahlad, it's described that when he put his hand on Prahlad Maharaj's head to bless him, that all last traces of material desire went away from the heart of Prahlad Maharaj.
I Prahlad Maharaj jest takim drugim przykładem. Miałem przywilej zbliżenia się spośród wszystkich do Pana Narasimhadeva i opisane jest, że kiedy Pan Narasimhadev położył mu dłoń na głowie, to wtedy najmniejszy ślad jakichś materialnych pragnień został usunięty z jego serca.
Well, it's amazing. Prahlad Maharaj had the personal darshan of Lord Narasimhadeva.
A więc to zdumiewające. Prahlad Maharaj miał osobisty darshan z Panem Narasimhadevem.
Narasimhadev wouldn't even let the demigods approach him.
A Pan Narasimhadev nie pozwolił nawet półbogom zbliżyć się do
niego. He considered that they made the mistake of not having full faith in the Lord and going to rescue Prahlad Maharaj. So the Lord was angry with them.
Był na nich zły, ponieważ nie wykazali tej absolutnej wiary w najwyższego Pana i próbowali ratować Prahlad Maharaj.
Because Prahlad Maharaj was his pure devotee.
Dlatego, że Prahlad Maharaj był czystym devotee.
But that camphor was there in the heart and therefore the Lord blessed him with his lotus paw, lotus nails, and it's described in Bhagavatam. Whatever last trace was there was vanished by the mercy of the Lord.
Ponieważ tam w sercu był ten ślad zapachu kamfory, był ten ślad tych pragnień, więc Pan właśnie pobłogosławił go swoimi pazurami w ten sposób, usuwając resztki tego zjego.
So with that knowledge, we can understand the statement that even an advanced devotee of the Lord can fall down by hearing impersonalist philosophy. That's how we can understand. It's maybe a confusing statement. How an advanced devotee can fall down by hearing Mayavad philosophy?
A więc mając tę wiedzę, możemy zrozumieć to zdanie, które mówi, że nawet zaawansowany wierzyciel może upaść słuchając filozofii Mayavadi. Właśnie ta wiedza pozwala nam to zrozumieć.
It's possible because although so many desires may move, little camphor of material desire may be there. And what is ultimately that desire based on? That, you know, one is envious of Krishna's position as the supreme enjoyer. So if you hear a philosophy which teaches you, you are the enjoyer, then it may be that an advanced devotee may fall down from his position. Therefore, we should not hear Mayavad philosophy.
Ponieważ w sercu może być właśnie jakiś ślad tego zapachu kamfory, tego pragnienia, to jeżeli ktoś słucha filozofii Mayavadi, nawet bardzo zaawansowany wybiciel, która uczy, że to ty jesteś najwyższym czerpiący przyjemność, właśnie może pojawić się u ciebie to pragnienie cieszenia się zazdrości o Krishna i możesz szukać.
Of course you may say, but we hear Mayavad philosophy, it's in Prabhupada's books, he explains the Mayavad philosophy, so it appears to be contradictory.
A więc lepiej nie słuchajcie filozofii Mayavadi. Wtedy ktoś może powiedzieć, że wydaje się to sprzeczne, ponieważ ta filozofia jest dyskutowana w książkach Śrila Prabhupady.
Yes, we may hear it, but we hear how Vaishnava philosophy is superior. We hear it, and then Prabhupada points out the mistakes in it.
A więc słuchamy tej filozofii, ale w kontekście tego, że Śrila Prabhupada podkreśla, jak filozofia Vaishnava jest wyższa.
If you are God, then why do you find yourself in this position of ignorance? God does not, you know, come under the influence of ignorance. He's the supreme controller.
Jeżeli jesteś Bogiem, dlaczego znajdujesz się teraz na pozycji pod wpływem ignorancji? Bóg nie jest pod wpływem ignorancji, jest najwyższym kontrolerem.
That was Prabhupada's ultimate weapon in talking with Mayavad philosophers.
I to była zawsze ostateczna broń Śrila Prabhupady, kiedy rozmawiał z Mayavadami.
If God is absolute, how does God suddenly become relative?
Jeżeli Bóg jest absolutny, jak to się dzieje, że nagle stał się względny?
Or as Prahlad pointed out one point of Mayavad philosophy, it's all illusion. So then your speaking is also illusion. Why we should listen to you? If it is all illusion. So we hear the arguments, but we hear them from the lips of Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who give us the proper purport to this philosophy which was concocted by, you know, Shankaracharya for a particular purpose.
A więc mamy tutaj tę możliwość słuchania tej filozofii z odpowiednimi kontrargumentami filozofii Vaishnava, ponieważ ta filozofia Mayavadi została określona dla poszczególnych celów.
So if we're going to hear this Mayavadi philosophy, we should hear it from Vaishnavas.
Mamy słuchać filozofii Mayavadi z ust Vaishnavas.
We shouldn't hear it from non-Vaishnavas, because they may explain it in such an attractive way that the little camphor desires are in the heart, then we go, ah, tatvamasmi, I am that.
I dlatego, że Mayavadi wyjaśnia w taki atrakcyjny sposób, że kiedy ta śladowa część tego pragnienia w sercu nagle się tatwa asmi ujawni.
Because that is the shastra is that we're all subservient.
Dlatego, że shastry mówią, że wszyscy jesteśmy subservient.
And yashastra vidim ushtritya, that if one acts whimsically and does not follow shastric principles, then he'll never attain perfection, happiness of the spiritual world.
I tu jest powiedziane, jeśli ktoś działa kapryśnie i nie przestrzega zasad siastry, nigdy nie osiągnie doskonałości szczęścia.
So as usual, the Mayavadi philosophers are misinterpreting and misquoting the shastras.
Jak zwykle filozofowie Mayavadi źle interpretują i źle cytują siastry.
So Prakshana Saraswati is misquoting. According to the shastras, that if you associate with this person, you'll fall down from your exalted position. Little does he know that by associating with this person, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will eventually come to the most exalted position.
On tutaj mówi, że jeżeli ktoś będzie słuchał, spotykał się z Panem Chaitanią, to upadnie ze swojej wzniosłej pozycji, ale wie bardzo mało na ten temat, ponieważ właśnie dzięki towarzystwu Pana Chaitanii ktoś zniszczy.
That is Mahaprabhu's special mercy upon them.
To jest właśnie wyjątkowa łaska Pana Chaitanii.
I was listening to a class by Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, and he was explaining why, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Mayavad sannyas. Actually, when he approached the camp of Prakshana Saraswati, Prakshana Saraswati said, "But you're an inferior order. You're from the Bharati order of Mayavad sannyasis."
Kiedy zbliżył się, kiedy podszedł do tego obozu sannyasinów Mayavadi, Prakashananda Saraswati powiedział, że ty jesteś z tego niższego porządku sannyasy, porządku Bharati.
They were different, like you might say, Sannyasi Sampradaya. So the Bharati one was considered not as exalted as the one that Prakrishna Saraswati was initiated into. Keshava Bharati. Keshava Bharati was the sannyas guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a Mayavadi. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he didn't have a sika, he didn't have a tridanda, he had an ekadanda. You know, he externally, his symptoms were that of a Mayavad sannyasi. Although he preached the principles of a tridandi sannyasi. So why did he externally appear as a Mayavad sannyasi? Why did he take initiation to that sampradaya? Well, in one sense, you know, sannyas is like a formality. It's like it's a diksha formality. You just take sannyas, which means the renounced order.
Oh,
he just took sannyas. But it can be said he took from Mayavad. So what is? But he did that to deliver the Mayavadis. Because Kaviraj Goswami describes that no one can escape the network of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan mission. No one. Although some are very expert at trying, he says like logicians and Mayavadis and students.
Chociaż niektórzy są bardzo doskonali w tym próbowaniu, tak jak studenci, logicy.
Just like especially when you go to preach at universities and places like that, we don't have much of experience that in our party, but when you go to preach to people like that, you know, they're very hard to, they're just speculators, you know, and into all kinds of gross sinful activities. So it's really hard to convince them of Krishna consciousness. But even students can't avoid the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Especially with the Lakshmi Nrisimhadev Traveling Festival. We go right into school and manifest the spiritual world, and all their hearts melt. They come to our programs.
Studenci uniwersytetu są bardzo trudnymi osobami do przekonania, ponieważ oni mnóstwo spekulują i popełniają takie grzeszne czynności, więc to nie mamy z tym zbyt dużo doświadczenia, ale to są bardzo trudne osoby do przekonania. Natomiast właśnie uczniowie to z kolei oni nie potrafią uciec od tej łaski, którą im szkoła daje.
So how would Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enter into the elite camp of the Mayavadi sannyasis who don't want to associate with all these inferior beings?
A więc jak to jest, że Pan Chaitanya wszedł do tego obozu sannyasin z Mayavadi?
Very easily. He put on the dress of it, and then he's, oh, here comes one of our men. You know, let him in. He's a Mayavad sannyasi. Let him in. But what is this bright effulgence which is emanating from his form?
Ah!
Mahaprabhu came in, no sika, danda. He sat down by the shoes. Why are you sitting there? Why don't you come sit with us? Oh, but I am inferior to you. I am, you know, from Bharat Sampradaya. I have to sit with the chapals. But they were immediately struck by his humility. Because they're all very proud. Om Narayana. How do they address each other? Huh? Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan. Hello, God. How you doing today, God? Oh, God, I'm doing very good, God. I'm a better God than you. It develops pride in the living entity. That I am the body develops pride, and that I am God develops the supreme pride. So that is the greatest obstacle, really, to perfection. So Trinada Pisa Nichana, Tora Pisa Hisana, Amanina Amanina, Kirtani Yatsida Hadi. A devotee will truly be humble. The closer you come to a great thing, the more little you see you really are. From a distance, a great object may also appear little. It may appear more little than you. I'm 6 feet tall, and way, that little mountain, it's only 1 inch, according to my vision here. A little tiny thing in the right. How great, I'm greater than the mountain!
Right.
But as you come closer to the mountain becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, and you realize in front of the mountain, you're insignificant.
Ale kiedy zbliżasz się do tej góry, ona staje się coraz większa i wreszcie rozumiesz, stojąc przy niej, że jesteś nieznaczny.
So you may be, you know, Cassius Clay, Muhammad, Ali, I am the greatest, right? But then the closer you come to God, wow, wait a minute. The more you advance in spiritual life, the more you realize your insignificant position, you realize how great is God.
Kiedy robisz postęp w życiu duchowym, tym bardziej rozumiesz, jak nieznaczna jest twoja pozycja i jak wielki jest sam Bóg.
So the real sign of spiritual advancement is not pride, tatvamasmi, I am that, but rather that I am a servant of that.
A więc tatvamasmi to nie jest właśnie to najwyższe zaawansowanie w życiu duchowym, że ja jestem tym, raczej zrozumienie, że ja jestem sługą.
If you're really Brahman realized, meaning Param Brahman, if you're really Brahman, if you're really advanced, you're really a self-realized soul, you'll be the, you know, the humblest person in the world because you'll realize how great is Krishna and how small you are, how you're his, only his humble servant.
Jeżeli jesteś naprawdę zrealizowany w Brahmanie, w Param Brahmanie, to wtedy rozumiesz, jak wielki jest Krishna i jak bardzo nieznaczący jesteś ty, a więc będziesz najbardziej pokorną osobą.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when in the association of the Mayavadis, he exhibited real spiritual symptoms. He exhibited real spiritual qualifications. Not based on some false conception of the absolute truth, but real. And when you put the two things together, it was obvious who was actually Brahman realized. They saw this effulgence coming from the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wow!
Wtedy oni zrozumieli, co to za blask płynie z jego ciała.
You are Narayan himself. They're convinced. And then later he convinced them even more with philosophy.
Byli przekonani, a jeszcze bardziej przekonani później filozofią.
But that's why he dressed as a Mayavad sannyasi.
Dlatego właśnie był przebrany za sannyasi na Mayavad.
In like a needle, out like a plow.
Wejdź jak igła, a wyjdź jak pług.
Right. To learn the art of preaching.
To
you go in like a needle, no, just, but you come out like a plow. We go into these towns and little towns and villages. You know, there may be like 10 houses in the whole town, and 5 of them are churches. Huge, big churches with big priests.
Chodzisz do tych małych miasteczek, gdzie jest 10 domów, z których 5 to kościoły wielkie, potężne, a w nich właśnie
taki. Right. And we come into the town like a needle. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, with our balloons and gopi dots, you know. No, we've not come, you don't have to change anything. We're not making Catholics into Christians, we're making you better Catholics. Our desires, though, everyone will shave their heads and put on tilak and come out of the town with us. Hare, well, with the priest leading. Hare Krishna. So this principle was set by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he's a strict Tridandi sannyasi who will not, you know, identify himself with a Maya. But when he goes to the Banaras, no Sika. Danda.
A więc to jest zasada, jaką ustanowił Pan Chaitanya. Jest to bardzo ścisły sannyas i Vaishnava, natomiast kiedy udaje się do Benares, nie ma dandy, nie ma.
So intelligent, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Taki inteligentny.
So it is a fact that we must strictly follow the Shastric conjunction, but Shastric conjunctions are not that, you know, we should associate with Mayavadis. But sadhu-sangha, sadhu-sangha, sarva-shastakoi, lava-mata, sadhu-sangha, sarva-siddhi-voi. We should associate with Vaishnava devotees.
A więc powinniśmy przestrzegać tej instrukcji z siast. Nie powinniśmy mieć towarzystwa Mayavadi, natomiast powinniśmy mieć, tak jak mówił ten werset, towarzystwo Vaishnava.
And even though one may not want that association, and even one may be adverse to that association, still, the Vaishnava comes and gives that association.
Nawet jeżeli ktoś nie chce tego towarzystwa, nawet jeżeli jest niechętny, i tak Vaishnava przychodzi i daje się.
The last person the Mayavadis wanted to associate with was God. They wanted to become God. But God was so kind, God came to them and delivered them. This is Mahaprabhu, he's showing us how the mood of a devotee, he's playing the role of a devotee, he's showing us how Vaishnavas go anywhere and everywhere, in like a needle, out like a plow.
Pan Chaitanya pokazuje nam w nastroju wielbiciela, którego rolę grał, że właśnie taki jest Vaishnava, że pójdzie wszędzie, gdziekolwiek i wejdzie jak igła, a wejdzie jak...
Mother Bharti was telling me, I think it was Monsweta, somebody yesterday met three people, Achintya met three people from the town. Yeah, where we had that really ecstatic program late into the night, all the, we kept going with the band. And they told Achintya, the whole town is talking, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. They can't stop talking about us in such a favorable way. They're all just glorified. The whole town. Those who came were excited. Those who didn't come were just crying. Oh, I missed the program. When are they going to come again? Krishna, 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 Krishna. Oh, Govinda, feeling your separation, I'm considering a moment like 12 years or more. When is the Village of Peace coming back again?
A Achintya spotkała trzech chłopaków, którzy z Sempurna, którzy mówili, że nadal jeszcze wszyscy rozmawiają o tym naszym programie, o tym naszym najeździe tam na to ich miasto. I wszyscy są naprawdę tacy bardzo, bardzo chętni, żebyśmy jeszcze wrócili i właśnie czują separację z Govindą jak 12 lat albo więcej, kiedy wróci wioska
Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness.
I to jest właśnie świadomość Krishna.
Feeling separation from the Lord and His devotees.
Czujemy rozłąkę z Panem.
So it may just be an initial sentiment, but still, because it's directed towards Krishna, it's purifying their hearts like anything. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the Sankirtan movement like the white lotus, which just gives its fragrance and its beauty and shares it with everyone.
Dlatego Pan Chaitanya opisuje ruch Sankirtana jako taki biały kwiat lotosu, który swój zapach i blask daje każdemu.
So today we're going to go in like a needle and come out like a plow. People have no idea what they're getting into. You can always see the little reserves at the beginning of the program. But at the end of the festival, they're mad for Krishna. In fact, they're more mad for Krishna than the devotees are. Right? We're standing around watching them. They're Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How often do you chant like that? Do you chant down, chant your mouth? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. But they're at the stage. Hare Krishna, Hare. You can say, well, it's just their first day, you know. But how advanced are we? I mean, even after 20 years, you know. I mean, where are we really? You know, but they're Hare Krishna. You should wish that you could chant like that. So this is only due to the miracle of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And when you see it, then you know tears should come to your eyes. How is this? Fortunate I am to witness this great mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that these people are crying out for Krishna.
Jakie mam szczęście, że jestem świadkiem łaski Pana Chaitanya, kiedy ludzie wołają do Krishna.
You're not crying out, more music, more Hare Krishna.
Oni nie głoszą, żeby było więcej muzyki, tylko Hare Krishna.
All right, so let's get ready, get the needle ready.
A więc szykujmy igiełkę.
And come out with the plow this evening.
I wyjdźmy dziś wieczorem z tym plowem.
Let us please ask Lord Vivishwan again to give his blessings. He's a devotee of the Lord and he has to cooperate. It was a teamwork. Sankirtan means teamwork. It means the complete glory. All the living entities come together to glorify Krishna. So, you know, we're just like little jivatmas, and these great jivatmas, these demigods, we need their cooperation also. So we as the gopis of Vrindavan prayed to Lord Shivas, and God has Katyayani for a good Krishna-conscious husband. They actually prayed for Krishna to be their husband. So we are also praying to the demigods. Please help us serve their beloved Lord. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Advaita Charya ki, Shri Chaitanya Mai Sundar ki, Lakshmina Shingadev ki, Viraj Maharaj ki, Harinam Sankirtan Yagya ki, Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki, Itai Gaur Premanandi, Hare Hare Go, Hare Hare Go.
Shri Liberdev ki, Jai!